conflict by casting everything that makes us happy out of our lives, kept everything that didn't make us happy, and tried to call that heaven. He says, a person experiences themselves as incomplete and lonely whenever they throw away their loving qualities. So every time you throw away your loving qualities by saying, I hate myself, I'm not enough, I'm horrible, things don't go right for me, there's nobody I can trust, so many things are wrong in my life, I'm casting out heaven. I'm the one that's throwing away my happiness. He says, if you throw away your own happiness, you're going to feel lonely and incomplete. Every time you throw you away, you know how you throw you away, like rather than follow your heart and what really feels right for you and within your heart. When you throw that away and you go do what you think somebody else wants you to do or how you won't think they want you to do and you sacrifice, he says, that's why you feel incomplete and lonely, because you've thrown yourself away. This next sentence is ridiculous. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now that it's ridiculous. So you can't say I didn't warn you. As a matter of fact, before I do this sentence, I'd like to open the floor up for a few moments for any kind of discussion or question about what I've said. What was one of the most striking thoughts that you heard out of that section? Anyone? That you can invite. You can invite your peace back now. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. I love the fact that if I think negative or have that thought, then I've lost the nourishing part, the love.
Mm-hmm.
Within myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving it away.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it away. But you know what's so trippy about that? Is when you realize one day that what it's talking about is you. When he says, I threw heaven out, that's you. That's what's so trippy. Every time I cast fear on you, every time I project my fear on you and exclude you from me and say you're not me and not a part of me and that your welfare isn't as important as my welfare, your happiness isn't as important as my happiness, then I'm endowing you with fear. I'm endowing you with fear. And if I'm endowing you with fear, then I'm not going to join with you and I'm going to be lonely. Because I'd be afraid to love. I'd be afraid to unite. I'd be afraid to join. So I cast myself out of heaven. Because, I mean, if you endow me with fear, you're making a mistake. If you think that I'm somebody who would want you to have anything but peace and wants only your best and not to try to manipulate you, well, then you are making a mistake. You need to entertain the idea that your perception might be wrong and that it would be great if it was. You know, you're ready for enlightenment when you go, I hope I am wrong. I don't want none of this stuff to be reality. I don't want to be right about this is the way relationships have to be for me. I don't want to be right about this is the way my financial situation has to be for me. I don't want to be right about, you see what I'm saying? I don't want to be right about fear. That's okay. Anybody else? If you don't watch it, I'll do my own question and answer.
fear is what keeps me from the awareness of my relationship with God. That's big.
That's big, isn't it? Fear is what keeps me unaware. And if you say love in place of God, that'll put a different slant on it too. Fear keeps me unaware of my relationship with love, and it's my relationship with love that I want. I want love. I'm not really complicated, folks. What does Earl Purdy want? He will tell you. Earl Purdy wants love. But here, I would like to share my love with you right now. My love makes no demands of you. So I'm easy to love. My love does not want you to feel guilty about your freedom. I got two friends. You think I'd be the most popular guy in town? Okay. You think I'd be like fighting women off, fighting them off with a bat every Sunday? You know what I'm saying? Nope. When I was guilty, dishonest, manipulative, and self-centered, but didn't know it. I attracted so many people. It was amazing. Yes, Ruth.
To heal ourselves first.
To heal yourself first. Let yourself be healed. I like that one too. Let yourself be healed so that you can join me with releasing others, because you need to let yourself be happy before you can bring happiness to anybody else. You can't give what you don't have. So all these unhappy people trying to make other people happy, it's not going to work. Because you know, you keep looking for the appreciation that never really shows up. Just think about that for a minute. Think about the people that you know who seem like they're always trying to do everything to make somebody else happy, even when they're obviously unhappy themselves. Notice if they're not also the people who complain about not fully being appreciated. Just give yourself that little test. When you let yourself be happy, then you have happiness that you can give to others, and you won't feel like you're sacrificing, because the more you give happiness, the more happiness you have. All of us would be more generous if we really believed it was going to increase what we had. Right? So this next sentence is a sentence that's going to seriously impact your sense of identity if you hear this. It goes like this. As long as you perceive the body as your reality, so long will you perceive yourself as lonely and deprived. As long as you just see the body as being your reality, you will see yourself as lonely and deprived. As long as you just keep seeing yourself as a body only, that's how long you'll keep seeing yourself as lonely and deprived. And as long as you see yourself as a body, you're going to also see yourself as a victim of sacrifice, justified in sacrificing others. As long as you see yourself as just a body, you're going to see yourself as lonely and deprived. And if you're seeing yourself as lonely or deprived, you're also seeing yourself as a victim of sacrifice. And since you have been a victim of sacrifice, you will feel justified in sacrificing others. This book just got to telling me that as long as I see myself as just this human being sitting on this stool named Earl Purdy, that's a body that's going to die one day, then I'm going to still see myself as being capable of being lonely, and see myself as capable of being deprived, and feel like I'm a victim. It just feels like I'm just this person, that I'm this victim that things happen to. And since I've been a victim and people have taken advantage of me, then I'm going to take advantage of everybody else and just get the things that I deserve too. So I feel justified now in sacrificing others. Made the sacrifice. Who can thrust, I like this, sounds kind of, who can thrust heaven? Sounds kind of weird to say it, but who can thrust heaven and its creator aside? without a sense of sacrifice and loss. He said, how you gonna throw your own happiness aside? How you gonna throw your own creator aside and not feel a sense of sacrifice or feel like you lose? He said, God is love.